The biggest thing seems to be housing, that's on every candidate's agenda. And our response to that is housing is only one part of the problem. If you don't solve pay, it doesn't matter what you do about housing. You can have all sorts of schemes or whatever. But we don't have a qualified or a professional workforce, or at any level the workforce, paid sufficiently to be able to either have a mortgage or have a different form of housing, whatever that is, or pay rent, you're not going to solve a housing crisis. So that's the emphasis we've been trying actually to put to the candidates.
What happens after the election? How are you going to hold these candidates to account?
Well, I think first and foremost, the thing that we need to do, I mean, we had last year pay discussions. As you know, we had a protracted and long pay negotiation. And it is our understanding, the NASUWT is still in dispute on pay, that we would be revisiting pay, you know, in the autumn and looking at that and looking at the kind of package I'm talking about. We will be questioning the MHKs that are elected. There are lots of people out there who are going up for election this time, which I would say personally have more of a social conscience. And we'll be holding them to account. And to be quite honest, you know, people will have long memories if they don't, you know, engage with us as they should.
Do you concede that this government, this next administration, is going to have a lot of priorities to deal with, as well as education?
Yes, absolutely. It shouldn't be who's at the bottom of the pile. But effectively, an economy has to work from the ground up. So we have to keep people here and we have to pay them appropriately. There are many examples of where that works in other jurisdictions. There is no reason in the Isle of Man. It's not the lack of money. It's how you spend the money. That's what it comes down to. And I think that's the way we have to look at this. A holistic way, not just one group of people, nurses, teachers, whatever, and we're all competing for the same pot. There needs to be a long-term strategic plan, not just a 5-year one.